Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
On the Mike Calta Show, it's 102.5 The Bone. Super Heat and Air. Write their phone number down. Write their website address down. 813-328-2453. 813-328-2453. Or easily go to superheatandair.com. And you can schedule your services right there online. If you need anything in cooling, AC repair, installation, commercial HVAC, all cooling services, they handle it for you, as well as heating and air quality, air duct repair. I don't know if you need some work there, dehumidifier installation, all air quality services, all heating services, all cooling services. They do it all for you. And really, let's face it, the most important thing is air conditioning. You got to keep your place cool. And if you think that your air is not keeping up with your electric bill, your electric bill is too high, you might be overworking it. You might need a clean and tune on your unit. Or you might be time to get a new unit. You can do that with amazing financing options available. No interest and no payments for 18 months. All you need to do is give them a call today, 813-328-2453, and tell them you heard me talking about them. I have been working with Super Heat and Air for years. Since my old house, they've been putting units in, taking the old ones out of here, putting new ones in here, and making sure everything is ice cold. That the way that I love it, the way the penguins that live in my house love it. If you want penguins in your house, schedule online at superheatandair.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're there for you in case you have any problem. There's no need to sleep in a bowl of sweat because your AC went down, because Super Heat and Air will come out there in the middle of the night if they have to and get your AC back online. It's superheatandair.com. Oh, man. I'm tired now.
I wish I had a shot out of a can this morning.
I feel like I want to eat a hot dog from every city. I'm hungry.
I feel like we've been talking about food way too much this week.
For not satisfying the need. Yeah.
Listen, we always talk about food.
I get it, but it's just, oh, man. Taco Bell, pizza yesterday, dogs today.
Taco Bell, the cheesy gordita crunch was awesome.
Yes,
I'm thinking about going back today.
Lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Carmen, isn't it great to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
And you're like, now we can just go eat together.
Yes. Because he likes the cheesy gordita crunch, and then Gio reminded me.
Is that what you call it?
And then Gio reminded me about the $7 box that they had.
What a deal! A deal!
Yeah. That's Carmen, what I'm saying.
Carmen's got the $7 box.
So I got the
Stevie gordita.
I got the $7 box and two cheesy gorditas, and me and Chad split that. And it may have been the best Monday of my life.
Eat it in the car. You just park somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watch Game of Thrones.
Taco Bell.
I'm telling you, Monday was great.
You sound like a good girlfriend.
Taco Bell and Game of Thrones.
Right.
In.
See?
Mm. And then at bed, in bed at night, she makes dragon jokes while she farts.
No.
Oh, that's my dragon. Oh, that's my dragon.
Breathing fire.
Oh, man. When are you going to see Bert?
Friday.
We're going Friday, late
Friday.
Show. Yeah.
I have not heard from Bert.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on.
Is he coming on or anything?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him. He's on tour, so I don't know.
I actually have a gift for Bert.
Oh.
That I may need.
Skeevy Gordita?
No, that I may need you to give to him.
You can give it to the doorman. He'll give it to his assistant.
Just roll up on stage while they were there, Carmen. we're close enough.
Let's do this like listeners, Carmen. I'll decide whether it's worthy of. What is it?
Okay. So, you know that hat that's behind you, the reverse hats?
Yeah.
The reversed? Those guys made some custom ones for Bert that has like the machine on it. But one of the owners, his kid went to Jesuit, where Bert went. So they have a Jesuit hat. And they it's a Jesuit upside down, the machines on it. They custom made some reversed hats for him.
I think he would like that.
Yeah, right.
Definitely that. That's a good gift.
Man, yeah. Hat guy.
He is hat guy.
So, I thought you made it for him, Carmen. You got him the gift specifically.
Yeah, that's not your gift. Yeah. That's somebody else's gift you're giving.
Right. But
She said, I have a gift for him. I didn't get him a gift.
Right.
The way she posed it was kind of like, I got a gift for him. Yeah. Will you do me this favor?
Well, so those guys reached out to me and they were like, hey, we have this. We would really like it if we could figure out how to get it to him. And I was like, so I'll come get the hat and I'll do what I can to try and get it to him.
Also, Carmen, I'd like to point out, I don't know whether teammate gift giver over here should be giving you any guff.
Right.
The guy who gives gifts with the old man.
Right.
And we both went in. It's $13 on a gas card.
If anybody is qualified to give somebody else guff about a bad gift, that's this guy right here.
It's not.
I'm a bad gift giver. Like Carmen over here giving somebody else's gift.
First off, you're terrible at giving gifts.
Mm-hmm. At least I don't give other people's gifts and say if they're from me.
Well, it's not because I'm also working on a deal. I may be a reversed brand ambassador.
Hurting, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
They're a brand new company, you idiot. That's how it works.
Wow.
No one's asking you to be their brand ambassador.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Right.
BlackRock might.
Yeah, BlackRock definitely would.
Doubt it.
I love this reverse Tampa hat.
Right.
The black with the red. I love the Porosos logo. I have that hat up here as well. And I just wish the hat fit my head.
The problem with the reversed hat, and this is not really a problem, but I wear it all the time, and people ask me, why is it upside down? And I don't have an answer.
It's just cooler than
ask. I go, I don't know. I think it's cool.
When I was a kid, I used to wear my sweatshirt inside out.
I get it all the time. People ask me, and I don't have a real answer.
Yeah, they're like,
Can I give you the answer? Ask me why my hat is reversed.
Hey, man, I've been seeing those hats a lot. Why is the Tampa upside down?
It's not. Get your eyes checked and then just walk
around.
My question is, why call it reversed when it's really upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because technically it is reversed as well.
It's upside down and reversed.
They smacked it down, flipped it, and reversed.
I
need to talk to the marketing. So just let me know what to say to people when I am approached. Because I get approached
a lot.
Have
that on the tag inside the hat. Here's how you answer when people say, why is it reversed?
I mean, I literally get that all the time.
Yeah.
I love when people come up to me and they're like, we have these products that we make. And we put the logo on it. We do this. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And they're like, we made one for Bert. Can you give it to him? I want to be like, I have a logo too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. You didn't put my logo on it.
Yeah. Mm. I don't see any Calta reversed. Yeah.
No?
Well, so no, that is
something. If you said Calta upside down, that'd be very happy. Yeah.
Well, so that is something that we talked about. Mm-hmm. Me and Casey, he's one of the founders of the reversed brand. And he was like, you know, maybe we could do something for the Calta cruise for everyone that goes and we could get hats for the people.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Right. And so they were talking. So like that was something I was like, I think Mike would love that.
Yeah.
And I just haven't, you know, talked to
you. I was
you.
Jokingly going to say I will sue them forever. No, are you kidding me? If you gave everybody that went on the Calta cruise a reverse Calta hat, I think that they'd love that.
Right. And so they were asking like how they could get involved in it and stuff like that. So
it's, make it happen, Ambassador.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing, Spanish.
Ambassador Carmen.
Come on, get it done. Let's go.
It's done. So, like I said, they have...
I feel like Spanish is so jealous of
you.
He
is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
What do you mean?
You mad because she's an ambassador?
I'm going to cry later about it, for sure. I'm
going to
go home. I'm going to take my hat that I got in the Bahamas on the cruise, and I'm going to cry into it.
I'm not going to get one for Spanish. I'm going to get one for every single person except for Spanish.
I'll buy one just to fit in.
Listen,
if you're going to be a jealous jelly,
you just be the ambassador that you were born to be, and I support you.
Don't be a jelly belly.
My belly is not filled with jelly.
First of all, I heard a commercial before. Hi, this is Carmen. This is John Senning. Oh, it's like she replaced you.
What do you mean?
You were like a little work buddy. You were like her little work boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're still very close work friends. You're not going to put a wedge between us.
Yeah,
still haven't got her a birthday present.
Yeah, yeah. I told her she's got to let me know where the massage place is.
I want to get a scalp massage. That's what I want, Spanish.
Let me know. Yeah, so just let me know where. Because I know you said specifically there was a spot that you like.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll get it somewhere or wherever. But.
Well, but I've been seeing these things now. It's like a Korean scalp.
Whatever you
massage,
want.
Massage, that's what I want.
You know, I like busting your balls, but whatever you want.
Okay,
I really
thank
do
you.
Love you.
Should we get the Korean hot dogs and then the massage?
Yeah, and then a Korean scalp. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, what? I will give you a day.
Carmen, what if I put Korean hot dogs on my fingers and then just rub your scalp?
I am in.
And then just whenever you feel like it, you go bite, and I put it in your mouth. You bite it.
This sounds like the best birthday ever.
See, I know how you get.
Will you do me a favor? When you're done, will you go over there and rub Love Tiger's leg?
You ruined it now.
You know what we need for his leg is a pressure washer. Just get that stuff off.
I think we need a cheese grater.
Why lose the leg, I think.
Yeah, probably. I think more than the leg. I think that's all effects of his old ticker. Why he was in the hospital in the first place.
Poor circulation, edema,
and all kind of stuff.
They don't fix that leg, though, soon. He's going to lose the leg. I mean, a lot of times... we'll say something like somebody will be like Medicine Man. I got a sneeze, got a cold, and we're like, oh, you're gonna die, you have AIDS, you know, all that stuff. We're obviously making a joke. I love Tiger. I'm being dead serious. Like, I don't know what to do. Even Tom said, Tom lives over there, and Tom's like, I can go by his house and drop him off at the hospital. But will he go with you? I don't know.
No, if he doesn't want to go, that's kidnapping.
I'm just going to call him Leg Tiger from now on.
By the way, that's going to make it hard for us to sing the song Catch a Tiger by His Toe.
He loses the leg, right? I don't want the guy to lose a leg.
He's
got two.
I'm mean, and I'm normally the one that's like, whatever happens, happens. But now I feel awful.
You got to do something. He's been to the hospital recently, so they've got him there before.
The records will show that he should have been back a long time ago.
They should have never left.
Yeah,
and he knows enough that he knows that leg's no good, and he should be in the hospital.
I don't know, man.
Do you think he had was supposed to go to follow up appointments? Like, you go to the hospital.
I genuinely do.
And they're like, follow up with your own, you know, doctor afterwards.
Yeah. There's no way, the way that looks, it didn't get that bad, you know, overnight. So I have a feeling they saw it and they were like, just come back for the leg thing.
Well,
you know?
I remember whenever he sent us a picture of his toenails that we were like, what is going on with his leg?
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of it. Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't that bad, though. Then.
No, it wasn't that bad, obviously. But it gets worse over time, and it's only going to get worse. It's not going to clear up on its own. No.
Didn't they cut his toenails, though, in the hospital?
That's what he says.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't know, man. Those hospital people are telling me that they see the grossest thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. No answer at the Tiger.
Tiger Den?
Tiger Den is, listen.
He's on the other side of the room and he can't move with his leg. He's just trying to crawl to it.
Oh, dude.
Now, do we have any more pictures of the pool?
It's above the pool, so you can't see in it. It just looks like a shiny black pit.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like the cement and stuff surrounding the pool looks a lot better, but the pool is still dark.
The outside
black.
Of the house way cleaner than the inside of the house.
You know, they have like those tar pits out in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
So the pool is still not usable.
You're going to see that's where the saber-tooth tiger lives. Different one.
No, Carmen, the pool is still black, but the guy has made significant progress.
Improvements, because there was algae growing out of the pool.
And then this guy, I kept saying, hey, I think the pool is a lost cause, but they're like, no, we could do this. Yeah. I think they're determined to fix this pool.
If they go there today to do any work on the pool, can we ask them to do a wellness check on that leg?
I mean, if you're working on the pool, you have chlorine. Just pour it on his leg.
Yeah.
Just pour the chlorine on his leg.
He's got a pressure washer. You just turn it on the leg.
Yeah.
I already said that, but okay.
Okay.
Thanks for joining the show.
Sometimes I wonder if you guys listen to the show.
I feel like he's playing a different radio station in his headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get really concerned with what's going to happen next with him because I really feel like we're gonna hear the story that he disappears.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to tell us he died.
No, it'll be
Bobby
just
Tiger
like,
isn't going to talk to us.
It'll be like Tongueless Brett. You just wonder forever.
Right, if he's out there.
Yeah. Is he still out there? We hope so, but you don't know.
We love you, Tongueless Brett.
Oh, then we'd have to put meat out and try and catch him. See if he comes back.
You leave a trail of Doritos.
Oh, my God.
To the CBS.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's where he is.
Could be.
Now, if you're the CBS, do you want that gross leg in there?
No.
Right.
And, by the way, can we just point this out? He's going to the CVS at least once a day to go to the bathroom. What is the CVS sell?
Not according to him.
Ointment, yeah. Bacteria, yeah. Stuff, everything, you know what I mean?
He probably walks
but
by
I'm
it.
Saying, like, he goes to the CVS all the time. I don't know, maybe just walk by and grab some Neosporin.
Dude, there is a chance that he may be lying and he's not going regularly and he's only going to the CVS once a week or something.
Yeah, he should have backed up.
There's distension happening in that belly. And
I would imagine there is a battery of things happening in his body.
Oh my God.
I have to tell you, if I have to go, I have to go.
Yeah.
Like, how do you
know
hold it?
House of Dragons. Fire Chalupa.
How's that $700? Oh my
God. Delicious.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Carmen making a run for the border.
That's the reverse.
Carmen gets done and she just goes, dong.
Let me try one more time and see. Oh, man.
I'm the only tiger here. There's no tigers. It's just me. No tigers.
All right.
Yeah.
Can't say we didn't try.
Usually, what has been popping up in the chat, so he's not there.
Yeah. What if he's already
down? Oh, he's not even in the chat?
No.
No.
Maybe they took him last night.
Yeah. They had to sedate him to get him to the hospital.
With one of those darts.
And he was like,
They got him on the stretcher and you can see his big teeth.
Speaking of Spanish, you're going to help me put Ralphie into my car one day.
Let's
take
do
him
it.
Over to the vet.
I'm down.
Get checked out.
Yeah. Is he all right? Or is it just a normal?
He's never been to the vet.
Okay.
I've had him for like 5 years now.
Yeah.
I feel like, the other day he hissed at me yesterday. He scared the hell out of me. So I went to go feed him, and usually he's in his in his house, but he was sitting outside right there in the corner, and I walked around the corner, and he just got scared, and he went, psst, and I went, I jumped out of the way. I don't know. I didn't expect to see him there. Yeah. And then he psst me.
I see those gopher tortoises all the time, but then I saw a big soft-shell turtle, and man, does that thing's head and neck look like a... Yeah.
Yeah,
it is unsettling.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, come on, man, put that away.
All right, I got a full board of phone calls, but I got to take a break. I got too long-winded talking about Love Tiger and his rotten leg. When we come back, we'll play a little Google Feud. We got tickets to see Bert Kreischer. He's going to be at the Mahaffey Theater starting tomorrow. All the way. Oh, it's starting tonight, right? Did we say that tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and through the weekend, filming his new special. At the Mahaffey Theater, it's been sold out for some time. We have your tickets. I'll give away a pair next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys